thanks for joining us. My name is Ibrahim Sani as we continue on our conversation of artificial intelligence and the idea behind it, how we can apply it into the commercial sense. One company that is very familiar with AI is, of course, IBM. Joining us is Catherine Lian, the MD and technology leader of IBM Malaysia. Catherine, let's talk a little bit more about some of the developments of IBM and AI, especially in the context of Malaysia. Maybe you can talk through us in terms of the development or exciting, promising developments of AI among the context of IBM.
AI adoption in tech is going to be a very, very big motion of technology intake, especially in 2025. We see that there's an exponential growth of 2x. That's coming in terms of digital economy strategies. Mm-hmm. And particularly in Malaysia, what we have done throughout our IBM research states that the CEO across many organizations agrees that 75%, mm-hmm. in fact, on the population, run-based, if any organization has an AI adoption, the competitive edge is evident. And when we looked at the AI adoption here in Malaysia, many organisations, especially telco and also the FSI's organisations, are taking the lead. And they know that AI adoption will be a game changer in the next perspective of market competitiveness.
Okay, but honestly, what does it mean? Like AI, you know, businesses watching us right now, what you just said sounds very critical, but how do you humanise it?
Right. This is where IBM Malaysia comes in. When we talk about the digital divide, it is important for every organisation to understand that AI adoption is really a journey. It's not an endpoint. And what we have done recently is that in May, IBM has launched the IBM Watson X platform. It's an enterprise-ready platform that makes an organisation has the ability to deploy to actually build AI models in a very robust manner. And monetizing AI is going to be very important, as when we looked at how the robust of technology is, it's also how adoption can be realized in these organizations.
Okay, look, sorry, we've got to rewind a bit. I'm just trying to see, if I'm a business leader and I'm trying to apply AI and maybe I want to work with IBM right now, I can understand that AI is very important, but how is it important? Like you mentioned telco, like how is AI being applied in telco and where does IBM fit in that story?
Okay, so when we actually looked at the organization adoption, the AI realization in every organization needs to start from where they want to be. Cost optimization, whether they want to actually run based on productivity or they want to actually touch base on any of the search, on the strategies that they put in place, AI adoption is already there. Now, as an organisation that run based in any industry that they want to adopt in, then there needs to be a realisation what enterprise-ready platform will be there to digitalise their organisation.
You were mentioning that AI is a journey. What do you mean by that?
Right. The digital divide in AI adoption is evident, right? When we talk about digital journey, it's about how adoption in any organisation is ready. And what do I mean by that? It's really about the readiness of the people, the process and the technology. So from a people's perspective, it's all about digital skills. Whether every organisation has their digital skills ready to be able to drive the AI adoption to the next level. When you talk about process, how do you integrate digitalization into the ready process that they have today? And when you talk about technology, it's how about the technology that every organization can possess in terms of monetizing and in terms of commercializing their business strategies.
And because of this, there's a lot of budgeting and planning that is required. Do you do all this planning and budgeting with your clients, or do you mostly rely on their expertise and you provide the content?
Indeed. So from IBM perspective, as a solutions technology provider, what we do is that we need to be able to have a very clear discussions points with our organizations and our clients as to how much of AI adoption is ready for them. For example, in the manufacturing side, is it the robotics or the automation that will enhance their cost optimization? In the FSI side, whether it's resiliency, their key main points. And when we understand the customer's needs and also the organization readiness, then we can be able to pivot through how ready is an enterprise platform that can journey through in the AI adoption.
Let's talk about the trustworthiness of AI, because there's a lot of conversations in terms of, first, whether or not we can trust the output of the AI. Second is on the good quality results of an AI output or outcome. It really depends on how we work with it, good prompts that we put in it. Then there's the issue of hallucination that comes along with AI generation. How do we know that we can really trust whatever we get out of AI the way we would with a human being?
Right. So the strategy of AI should be surrounded by cybersecurity readiness. At the end of the day, the pivoting of what IBM believes in is all about readiness, it's all about transparency, it's all about making sure that the robustness and also the frankness of the pollutioning systems is being placed. Now, the IBM breach of data reports that any organization that adopts AI in their whole strategy organizations saves at least $1.7 million. In terms of data breach issues as compared to organizations that don't. So at the end of the day, when we looked at AI trustworthy, it's a journey where any organization needs to be able to incorporate cybersecurity strategies. And education among users is critical because the privacy, the governance has to set within the organization when the technology enhancement is being adopted within the AI journey.
And this, of course, is an ongoing process. In the advent of AI applications, a lot of companies are trying to see what they can do with it and the kind of results that can be garnered out of it. One item is, of course, again, hallucination. How do you intend to get that part resolved when corporates actually apply for AI?
Right. That's where the IBM Watson AI governance come in.
Yeah.
So at the end
Let's
of the day...
Let's talk more to that.
Right. When we looked at how organizations perceive this, the governance strategies has to be a modeling strategy that put in place in the AI adoption of the criticality of business.
Okay.
Now, as organization enhances their exposure to technology adoption, cybersecurity has to be a strengthening strike within where the technology adoption should go ahead with.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more in terms of Malaysia and how we intend to navigate the future of the economy of AI per se. Maybe you can see, in your opinion, what are the current challenges and the opportunities that exist within making AI a little bit more economical, or where the sense of economics come in when it comes to AI adoption and application.
Right. So, Ibrahim, it's interesting to see that the digital economy is going to be a 25.5% of the total GDP in Malaysia by 2025. And when we look at the digitalization, what organizations and government in Malaysia should be aspiring to achieve is to reduce the human cost significantly by adopting AI. Mm. Now, the opportunities that we have seen in every segment is evident, and where it will expound through the overall technology solutioning is where the AI adoption should compound to be. Now, the challenges that we see here in this country is really digital divide. What do I mean by that? It's all about how much of technology adoption can we run in a certain motion of technology streamline. For example, government tech aspires to drive people data, people services, and people innovation. Mm. But as the adoption goes into a complete AI journey, mm-hmm. There must be a bridge of a gap where the hybrid of manual services and digital services has to be combined until the journey is being achieved. Now, digital talents continues to be a concern here in Malaysia, where most of the ecosystem between public and private partnership is trying to address. Digital skills in AI, especially in the notion of getting the next generation to be well-defined, is critical as we move forward in the next 2 years or 3 years of technology adoption.
Are you saying there's not enough digital talents?
Well, according to the survey that we have had in 2022, the shortages is extremely high. And what we are actually seeing in every organisation as a ratio of 1 to 3, we are expecting to actually have 80,000 of digital skills be ready in 2025 to be able to receive a 2x compound growth of the AI adoption here in this country. In fact, IBM just did a research in 2023, and we have realized that every organization is realizing this digital skill sets gap, and 37% of the organization is now getting ready to get their local talents to be reskilled to the next level.
And how would markets like Singapore, Indonesia and the like managing this gap, or are there no gaps that exist in these markets?
Well, in the observations that we are seeing today, the digital gaps is a journey. It's consistent to what it is applicable to be implemented. And across the technology skills gap, I would actually say that as the robustness of the technology gets enhanced, the digital skills challenges will be consistent in every country. Now, developed countries and developing countries could have a division of gap. But what is more important in the Malaysia likes is that the government and also the public sector realise this at the stage that every ecosystem and partnership should be evident enough to build these digital talent gaps, especially in the compounding growth that what we are seeing in the AI adoption today in the country.
Okay, let's talk a little bit more about the future of AI and the future of jobs. One would like to argue that the future of work really is at the crescent of change. The way we did our work before might not necessarily be the same way moving forward. Some of your competitors, they're also rolling out a lot of AI solutions that are greatly being adopted. Of course, Watson X as well. What is the future of jobs then? And do you think that human jobs will be replaced? In what areas would it be replaced? In what sectors that are going to be, I guess, a little bit more hazardous towards AI applications and getting their jobs removed? What's your thought on the future of jobs when it comes to AI?
Right, Ibrahim. Now, AI is to augment human, right? Our observations is that human with AI will replace human without AI. And when we actually look at the reskilling of every organisation, we agree that there's going to be a certain percentage of jobs that needs to be reskilled and repurposed. Where we looked at an examples of repetitive jobs, repetitive tasks, it will be replaced by technology. That's where, for example, IBM Watson Orchestrate could be able to provide an AI adoption to technology that requires repetitive tasks in a HR function, where HR functions now can be able to upskill themselves to build up a greater nature of building a great place to work in an organisation. And this remains to continue in the whole technology ecosystem chain. And where repetitive tasks and monotonous tasks can be enhanced through AI adoption, that's where this pool of resources will be reskilled to the next level. Now, the enhancement of skill sets will eventually build a greater nation in terms of digital economy in this country.
Applications-wise, what constitutes as repetitive in what sector?
Right.
So examples, basically.
From our observations, it's mostly in the HR functions. And when you talk about manufacturing, it will be in the automation function in manufacturing side. So robotics technology adoption would be enhanced, where you have got jobs within the operators that can be reskilled to a production automation adoption. And it is interesting to see because when you look at the SME, or rather the semiconductor industry even, the exponential adoption in the GDP is going to go up the chain. That's why Industry 4.0 adoption is very key for every automated job scope to be able to have a technology adoption, so that the cost optimization and the productivity increase as the technology enhances the overall supply chain.
What about support services like legal, like accounting? It may sound repetitive, but it does sound like there's a lot of human input that goes into these kind of functions.
Indeed, Ibrahim. I think at the end of the day, when we actually look at how the technology adoption is, from robotics to personal assistance, to call centres, to even national, we call it the natural language processing, what you have shared is where every functions look to go into. But it is always a journey that we see when the customer experiences and services are involved, human touch is still necessary. When there is a back-end roles where functions can be replaced to enhance the productivity and also efficiency, this is where technology will deeply be adopted.
What about creative jobs that on many levels require uniqueness per job, but at the same time it is rather repetitive or continuously repeated? Greatest example is my TV station. They have these montages, these kind of lower thirds or chroma key and the kind of items there. Every single show needs to look a little bit different, but you know, it's the same thing again and again. Where does AI come into the picture when it comes to, as you say, augment the jobs that we have right now, particularly in the realm of creativity?
Well, of course. Now, every organisation can choose to adopt AI. Now, when we looked at AI and how the journey throughout, when we launched the IBM Watson X in May, we have made to realise one of the needs that you have shared, which is the enterprise-ready platform that we want to run a deployment and a building and also a journey through in terms of governance. Now, what you have just shared is a IBM Watson X AI, where we can be able to run trust, nature and the deployment of AIs through the task that you have just shared. But at the end of the day, the decision of an organisation to drive augmented AI strategy in the organisation really depends on the willingness to be able to adopt the technology versus human touch. Because in for example, when I walked in to this studio, the first thing that I felt was the warmth of your colleagues and the crews, right? There's also certain services motion that needs that human touch that touches us into services line. So repetitive augmentations, it really becomes what would be the journey that you try to achieve? Would it be a higher quadrant that you could monetize the work output that you're running into the media? Of course, why not? Right, but at the end of the day, it really all depends as to the quality of work that has been output in the AI. It definitely surpasses through in any repetitive versus human.
In the era of generative AI, Watson X does provide a lot of solutions. But what would be some of the items that you think is required from the market that ensures that we embrace the era of generative AI, and maybe Watson X can come along and provide or fill that gap?
Right. So, Ibrahim, our approach in AI are as follows. Number one, is open, where we adopt through open technologies for organizations to be able to have a singularity of implementation. Mm. We build through a trust that is trustworthy enough for the AI on the generation that is controlled by governance, mm. and making sure that the technology meets the requirements of the organization without compromising on security. Mm. Number three is on targeted. Our generative AI is very targeted to business and enterprise. And lastly, is empowered. AI should be used to empower every organization to go to the forefront of the pillars and to build up their intention of their business organization strategies.
Watson X, pardon me, is a product that has been long in the making. There's a lot of precursor products before that. We're looking into potentially billions of dollars of investment in trying to make it right. Do you feel that what's the next is the answer right now for the solutions that you have for your clients?
Right. So IBM Watson has been in the IBM AI portfolio for some time now. And the IBM Watson X was an enhanced enterprise platform that we have launched. And we have heard our customers' requirement, and also to make sure that the deployment and the governance on the AI applications can be realized. Now, we are excited of what's ahead of us, because we believe that IBM Watson X, with the foundation models, will be able to achieve the 70% of robustness of technology enhancement as we have seen before. Now, what's interesting to see as we move forward is the whole technology chain to be able to adopt the generative AI in some form and shape in their organizations. And when they journey through, they'll realize that at the end point that they have, cost optimization, productivity, and customer experience is what will be the great setter of the organization needs.
Do you feel that IBM as a technology company has evolved over the years? We know that IBM, especially IBM Malaysia, has been around for, what, 5-6 decades now. It's synonymous to many of us, particularly if you come from a certain generation. The problem is the younger generation might not know IBM. On the way here, I was driving, I was talking to my daughter. She likes to ask me these questions, you know, like, who are you interviewing today? I said, I'm interviewing IBM. She's like, what is that? That shocked me. So how do you intend to reach out to this generational friction where the younger generation might not even be aware of the IBM legacy? So how does IBM set yourself apart from the technology companies that exist today and the other incumbents? More importantly, how do you intend to stay relevant?
IBM has been around for 112 years now. And specifically in Malaysia, IBM Malaysia has been established since 1961. In fact, this year, we have celebrated our 62nd anniversary.
Congratulations. It's as old as Malaysia, per se. Yeah,
That's exactly right.
Yeah.
And what we have been aspiring as an organization is to become the largest technology solutions provider and focusing on hybrid cloud and AI to provide that difference in digital transformation. IBM Malaysia, we aspire to impact lives through technology. Now, when you think about IBM, you think about how we have evolved through the century, and our impact has always been in the various industries that we have been serving. Now, IBM journeys through as a technology solutions provider. What we want to achieve through as a digital transformation strategy is to make an impact through the technology strategies that we have been able to drive in. For example, hybrid cloud AI journeys through where we are and where you have seen us impact through, and I'll encourage your daughter also to come in to what we have been impacting in Malaysia is the digital talent commitment here in the country. Now, we have recently launched IBM Skills Build and it is a free online education for students and also tertiaries and even job seekers to be able to learn on cybersecurity, AI, foundations of automation, and also hybrid cloud. And this education is important for us to continue to journey through to all the digital talents out there, the future of our tomorrow, as to how the foundations of the transformation starts today. And this is where the commitment of the digital skills that I've shared with you earlier will be achieved. By 2025, IBM will have 8,000 trained and educated group of learners that will be adopting the IBM Skills Builds here in this country.
What about SMEs? So you're giving a little bit more attention to them?
Very interesting. So SME has about close to, we have got close to about 49,000 companies here in Malaysia. And when you look at the adoption in SME, one of the key areas that we are working through between the ecosystem of private public partnership is to have an ecosystem to support them. We have been pivoting a lot with the government agencies to drive grants and incentives for the SMEs on technology adoption and technology building. Because when you look at the whole supply chain, the enterprise and also the key industries will always lead the way in technology adoption. But for SME, cost optimization and also the investment in technology continues to be a challenge for them. And this is where we really want to build up the overall notion with the government agencies to make sure that, they are supported throughout this journey as well.
Final comments before we conclude our conversation?
Right. IBM Malaysia, we continue to be committed here in this country as we look at digital transformation as a journey through. We believe that hybrid cloud and AI will lead the way, but more importantly is that technology to be used as impacting lives and improving the quality of lives within the generations that we own today.
Thank you very much. That Thank was Catherine Lian, the MD as well as the technology leader at IBM Malaysia. Do check their solutions out wherever you find IBM. Also, there's a lot of interviews like this that can be found on Astro Awani, so do check that out as well. For now, my name is Ibrahim Sani. Catch you in the next one.